Today FM, Florence and the Machine, Ship to Wreck. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM, and Maria is about to do this.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With itsforwomen.ie, time to own it.
Right, Maria, what's on the telly this week?
Loads of new things.
Yay.
That's the important thing. But actually, did you hear about the sequel to The Haunting of Hill House? So I know Dermot didn't watch it because he can't do horrors. He can't do horrors or kids in horror movies.
No.
So did you never see The Shining?
Oh, I saw The Shining.
Okay.
I can manage The Shining.
They're making a follow-up to that, and Ewan McGregor is Danny, except now he's a grown-up.
Oh, really?
It looks amazing.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor looks amazing, or Danny looks amazing because he's grown up now.
No, the movie looks amazing.
All right.
you look great.
Like, you know, it's not the same person.
but the twins are in it.
Oh, are they?
Scary twins, except now they're grown up scary twins. Like, seriously, it looks amazing.
Were they not ghost twins? How are they grown up ghosts?
He had The Shining, you know?
Weird. The Haunting of Hill House was the scariest thing to ever happen to the world since The Shining.
Okay.
I had nothing else in my head. The sequel is apparently way scarier.
Wow.
So it's The Haunting of Bly Manor, it'll be called. And it's from this guy, Henry James. Maybe this may have been really dumb. I think he's an author.
I'll take your word for it.
No arguments here.
No.
But basically...
So it's Downton Abbey with corpses.
Yes. And they're starting to film next month and it'll be out in 2020. But they didn't have the same restrictions because it was so amazing. They're being let off the leash. So your man that's...
Even more scary.
Your man that's behind it. Yeah. Says, wow. I can make it more scary now because they believe in me. So I think that's really exciting. / terrifying. MTV Cribs is back tonight.
No.
Yeah. Ah,
is it... This is a silly question. Is it on MTV?
Yeah. It's on MTV at 8 o'clock.
Who's
tonight.
On tonight?
Joey Essex.
Oh, it's UK
so
Cribs.
It's UK, yeah.
Ah,
so it isn't like,
no.
You know, we would have seen Mariah Carey and 50 Cent and their amazing gaffes.
Yeah, we're going to get a tour of the box room.
So it's Joey Essex and Charlotte Dawson, who is Les Dawson's daughter. But she is reality TV celebrity in her own right.
The best MTV Cribs.
I don't know what her gaffe will look like.
Ever was Dermot and Dave's haunted house in Bordeaux at the Euros in
Paris.
Oh
my God.
We had literally the most haunted house there is, and it's on Today FM's YouTube. If you go and have a look and search Dermot and Dave haunted house, it's definitely worth it.
It is. What was the picture above your bed?
It was a small blonde child. And then my bed was effectively a coffin. And then on the side table in the middle of the night, I reached over for a glass of water and touched a dead stuffed kitten. Okay.
And there's a huge horror movie and heavy metal collection in the house as well.
Yeah. Oh God! Actually, I'll tell you, I'll tweet it, Dermot, retweet. Like, we'll put that up on our social in the next 10 minutes.
Funny.
Your room is so terrifying. I couldn't stop laughing. I'd like a record player and everything in mind.
Also on this week, that's new. It's the fifth series of Naked Attraction. Do you remember? I told you about this before without fully knowing what it was, and then I watched the first episode.
Is this Channel 4 where they see bits of each other first and they have to make a choice on whether to go on a date based on their genitals, basically.
They stand in pods. They all stand in colouredy pods, and the little shutter in the pod just makes its way up so you see their feet, then their ankles, then their shins, then their knees, then their thighs, then their bits. And everyone's like, oh yeah, oh, I think I'd go for number 5, but number 3 is quite nice too. And you're like, oh my God.
Dave hates feet. So as soon as the feet came in, he'd be like, no, that's it, it's over.
Yeah. He didn't even see any of the good bits.
No. Just saw feet and turned it off.
So that's on, fifth series. I read a bit about it today. Apparently it can take up to 12 hours to film an episode. These people are standing in pods naked. And they have to strip in the auditions as well to get the part to go on the show.
The worst part is after they pick someone, then they have to strip off and the two of them walk out with the presenter who isn't stripped off and they have this awkward conversation. It's like, what is this?
It definitely breaks the ice anyway.
I've only recorded 5 series of it. I don't understand.
But they're saying they have a celebrity in one of the pods in this series.
It'll be the same celebrities that are on MTV. Terrible crib.
I,
so.
I suspect so, but they're saying it's a big one.
I'm going to suggest.
I'd say it is, Maria. I'd say it is.
Maybe it's a celebrity who's not doing very well at the moment.
Possibly. Mm. Yeah. Maybe it's somebody who has a new single or something.
They might want to reinvigorate their career.
Maybe it's Ed Sheeran. We don't know.
Is it a radio producer who's just moved to Offaly? Is it, Maria?
Oh, you'll have to watch to find out. Then on Sky One on Thursday, there's a new series starting. It's a 6-part comedy called Brassic. I don't know if you've seen.
Not even seen it. My best mate made it. He's the director, my friend Dan. And so, he made this TV show called Brassic, and it looks hilarious.
It does look hilarious. It's Michelle Keegan. Mm. And apparently she has the most X-rated scene of her career so far in it.
He didn't tell me that.
Well, she was in Coronation Street, so maybe it's just a snog with tongues or something. Because they don't do that in Coronation Street. But the whole series is actually on Sky On Demand from Thursday. But if you want to watch it in real time...
Every Thursday it'll come out.
It's every Thursday at 10 o'clock on Sky One. Yeah.
Brassic is the name. Yeah. It is a strange name, but trust me, I've seen like the first episode. They steal a horse. It's amazing.
It's meant to be very funny. She plays like... Like a
the
long mother.
Suffering,
yeah, girlfriend. Trying to make her son's life better by bettering herself. Anyway, it's hilarious. And then I'm picking this, but I probably won't watch it. This is for the people that are fans of maybe Eddie Murphy and
The Clumps.
Is The Clumps the Nutty Professor? Or
yeah,
was that
it was a spin-off.
So you know the way he plays all of the members of the family.
Yeah.
So. There's a movie gone on Netflix from the weekend called Sextuplets, and it's Marlon Wayans, and he plays all of them.
My mama had 6 babies at the same time.
We're sextuplets.
Maybe one of them changed their name to Idris Elba. You know, we do have strikingly similar bone structures.
And that's enough of that.
So it's, look... If you're into that kind of thing, there you go. That's on Netflix now. But I'd rather watch Naked Attraction, to be honest.
Wolves Man United, 8 o'clock tonight. That's what I'm saying. Just throw that in.
Dave,
the
don't
mix.
Hijack my telly.
Sorry, Maria. Right, is that it?
That's all.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you, Maria. It's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
With itsforwomen.ie. Don't live your life on hold.